Kitchen. Get in the
morning. Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
A spoiler alert. Snooki can go back to whatever she was doing before Dancing with the Stars came along because she and her partner, Sasha, got kicked off the dance floor last night.
Number 4.
It's been almost 3 weeks since the Jonas Brothers announced they were canceling their tour because of a deep rift within the band. So what's up? If those crazy kids work things out? Nope. They personally told People magazine that they are done.
Number 3.
When Charlie Hunnam dropped out of 50 Shades of Grey, producers scrambled to find his replacement as quickly as possible. Didn't take them too terribly long to find Jamie Dornan, but it was enough to throw their whole schedule off. Filming was supposed to begin in November. That's been pushed back until December. And if they can't play catch-up super fast, we can forget about that scheduled release date of August 1st.
Number 2.
Camille Grammer went on Twitter yesterday accusing her boyfriend of 2 years of hitting her 4 days after she had surgery for endometrial cancer. A source said things had been bad between Camille and Dimitri Charalambopoulos for a while, but this was the final straw for Camille. She tweeted, "Women can't be silenced after being physically abused." No comment from Dimitri.
Number 1.
Kelly Osbourne and Lady Gaga have been feuding for years, but Gaga decided it was time to end the feud. So after performing on the British version of The X Factor, she gave Kelly's mom a birthday cake that said, "Happy Birthday, Kelly," and then tweeted a photo of it. Kelly was not impressed. She tweeted, "Not to be ungrateful, but why would you send me a birthday cake via my mother in a country half the world away?" Gaga later tweeted her apologies. And Kelly must have felt a tinge of regret. She tweeted back, "I acted like a child last night, just not into publicity stunts. Call me and we will end this like adults. I don't want to fight anymore." And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.